The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives nationalized students focus.
Also, these dancers, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to sustain with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It is quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot. Welcome to day four of the quarterfinals. Fabian Chibundu, Stephanie Ame, and Emmanuel Busari are already in the final four. And today, two debaters will be fighting for a chance to join them. Win or go home. The quarterfinals end today. Next week, the final four will go head to head again on Monday and Tuesday in the semifinals. And the winners debate again in the final until we have one winner. 1 million naira. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. They give you the opportunity to start schooling in Ghana and finish your university education in the US, in Asia, or in Europe. They offer undergraduate and master's degrees courses, and they also have different scholarship offerings. If you call them today on 09-122-37-4818, 09-122-37-4818. Now, you know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but do you also know that that's not the only prize up for grabs? So the second runner-up gets 500,000 naira. Second runner-up gets 250,000 naira from Webster University Ghana. They're also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. They're giving the winner an HP laptop. The runner-up gets a Galaxy tablet. The second runner-up gets a Flip portable speaker, and all three finalists will get smartwatches courtesy Obiwizi.com. Obiwizi.com provides brand new and good as new devices on their website and in their stores. Their website is Obiwizi.com. Yes, you guessed it. Their stores are at 26A Busola Durosimieti Drive in Lekki Phase 1, or if you are in Abuja, simply go over to Omega Center Plaza, or just check them out on Instagram at obiwizi.com. Obiwizi is spelled OBIWEZY. And yes, all four semi-finalists will get a tablet from RLG Communications. RLG Communications makes original equipment here in Nigeria. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, and yes, tablets. Power banks too are up there amongst what they manufacture. And all our contestants have gotten a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. Storm Body Spray available in every superstore, every supermarket. Just pick up a can and try out their wide variety of scents. And a big thank you to Booker Hot. Booker Hot is our hospitality partner. They're making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge. Now, you know that they are a restaurant scattered all over Nigeria, but they also offer catering services, and they have another outlet opening up on our Wolowo Way on September 1. Now that you've met our partners, let's debate. Let me introduce our contestants. Our first debater is our number 14 seed. He's a 15-year-old SS3 student at Fure College, Ketu. Musa Okoya Nicholas, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma.
Our second debater is our number 6 seed. She is a 16-year-old SS3 student at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. When we met her the first time, it was November 2021. She got all the way to the quarterfinals, and then she was knocked out by Emmanuel Busari, who has now gone on to the semifinals. Oluchi Akwarandu, welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents have made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. If you pause, if you make an error, just keep going, because the clock is the clock. There's not going to be a do-over or a start again. Our panel of judges joining us from the UK, Canada, and here in Nigeria will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It doesn't matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will determine if you score highly for style. Number of opponents' points addressed during rebuttal is important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who wins and who goes home. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. Oluchi got into a tiebreaker round the last time she was here during the quarterfinals. You'll switch sides, and then you have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Both of you know your topics. It's an interesting one, right? Celebrities should be role models. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Oluchi, you are the higher seed, so you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the side that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose the motion. Let's toss the coin. Choose.
Heads.
Heads. Heads it is. So Oluchi Akwarandu will be supporting that celebrities should be role models, which means that Nicholas Okoya Musa will oppose that celebrities should be role models. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, it will be time for round one, the presentation round.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I miss the Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives marginalized students focus.
As it is, that's why most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
The Nigerian President Democratic System of Government.
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner.
Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Oluchi Akwarandu, our number six seed, 16 years old in SS3 at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. She's supporting that celebrities should be role models. Oluchi, your 3 minutes start now.
There are over 101 million personalities of people all over the globe who have distinguished themselves in various walks of life, putting smile on people's faces and distinguishing themselves. These are the celebrities. They are the role model. Good day, my panel of judges, moderator, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever-attentive listeners. My name is Akwara Ndualuchi, a proud student of the Apostolic Church Grammar School, here to support the motion we say celebrities should be role model. Without further ado, here are my points. Firstly, they have the needed requirement to be called role model. Celebrities have intellectual, physical, and psychological abilities to be role model. They act up to the standard and they deliver effectively. Secondly, career accomplishment. Celebrities in different aspects of life have had ambitions and goals and have pursued it in order to be successful, and as such, to be regarded as role model because of their dedication to their work and profession. Thirdly, impact to the society. I can strongly beat my chest that celebrities should be role model because they contribute their opinion, ideas, and belief to society pressing issues and provide solutions to them. Furthermore, they act as inspiration and motivation to others. Yes, they make mistakes, but my audience, who doesn't? They never let their mistake diminish their light to shine and be successful. Instead, they turned as inspiration to others by turning their weaknesses to strength and setting a balanced pace for individuals to grow. Furthermore, they have the needed requirement to be called role models. Celebrities have high standards and morals that should be emulated because they help you improve on the existing characters of yourself. The end goal is to be the better version of yourself, and you can't aspire until you are inspired. Furthermore, they have experience. And as they say, what an elderly man sees while sitting down. Even if a small child climbs an iroko tree, he wouldn't see it. People say experience is the best teacher, but I say experience of people we look up to is the greatest teacher. Nobody is perfect. When your role model makes mistakes, you learn from it in order to be perfect. And because they were also role models, they were also product of role models during their time. Furthermore, they help undo situations, failures, and hardship well. Most role models did not have good background, but they have that platform. They set that platform for individuals to grow. They remind us that failure did not stop them, and so it should not stop us. Furthermore, they aid competition. There is no guarantee that the road to success is smooth, but there is a sure guarantee that the end result is success. Celebrities put individuals on their toes to strive and be competitive, and as such, will be regarded as role model. According to Norman Vincent, he said, "Shoot for the moon, so even if you miss, you land among the stars." Furthermore, they illuminate their position through the right behavior and characteristics. A role model is someone whose behavior and characteristics conforms to the expectation of people, and celebrities have done good job in that aspect. Celebrities act as example in order to inculcate values to the existing and coming generation. Oprah Winfrey, Angelina Jolie are good example of that. Furthermore, they made the right and risky choices, and it worked for them. Despite the hurdles of life, despite obstacles life throws at them, celebrities made the right and good choices, and they came out best in their field. Yes, they walked through hot lava, but those choices made them stronger. Furthermore, they promote campaign. Celebrities, yes, promote campaign through voting and campaign. And they serve as good endorsement. Yes, they serve as good endorsement because through campaign, they promote voting and others. And Two-Face Idibia, Omotola Jalade Nkede, and Kate Enshaw are good example of that. Furthermore, they serve as activists in the society. Celebrities support, intervene in social, economic, political, and environmental issues, thereby serving for the good of the land. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oluchi Akwarandu there. Miss Akwarandu is 16 years old. She's our number six seed. She's an SS3 student at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. And she just supported that celebrities should be role models. Her opponent is our number 14 seed, 15 years old, in SS3 at Fure College, Ketu. His name is Musa Okoya Nicholas, and he will oppose that celebrities should be role models. Musa, your 3 minutes start now.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model
is you telling me that a Toyota car can fly? You telling me that a celebrity could breed successful people in the future? Is you telling me that an insect could give birth to lions? Good day, much, it's a bench of dignified judges. My time, today, timekeeper, esteemed co-debater, reputable sponsors, viewers, and listeners, home and abroad. I am Musa Nicholas of the prestigious Fairway College K2. I am Senior Secondary School 3, and I'm here to firmly oppose the motion that says celebrity should be role models. Now, celebrity, of course, should not be role models because, number one, it will limit growth. Celebrities' footsteps are like a box that keeps you eating, and for you to excel, you must think out of it. Secondly, celebrities should not be role models because they have no cultural respect. They tend to exhibit recklessness. Celebrities throw caution and culture into the air, and they don't have any remorse for it. So they should not be imitated. Anybody that wants to imitate them, this culture would be extinct. Thirdly, celebrities also cause negative perfectionism. When celebrities have fake lives, they tend to hide it under the blanket of perfection. But people that want to imitate them knows that it is false. So when they try to imitate them, they would be caught up. They would be disappointed because they did not meet that high standard. Also, celebrities also have alternate personalities. It's just because they are honest now doesn't mean that they can be honest later. So celebrities, even though they are good now, some of the few that are good might still be corrupt later. So they should not be imitated. In addition, celebrities, it can cause obsession and idolism. You can modelize them to a point that you start to idolize them. And because of this, it could lead to false productivity. It could lead to societal improductivity. It could lead to addiction. It could lead to distractions from social media. In addition, celebrities also have lackadaisical attitudes. Yes, this is true because it is not their job for them to be role models. For example, Miley Cyrus, a good example of a celebrity, says that she does not care whether parents think of her as a role model. So why does she care? So even don't matter if they even win 100 Grammy Awards, they should not be good enough to watch your kids and raise your kids. In addition, it also helps to kick out, it also helps to display vices. Celebrities have encouraged and displayed vices like immorality, pride, distractions, you name it. Celebrities have displayed these vices and it has made them more monsters in our society. In addition, it's good personal engagement. Because personal engagement, a role model should be somebody who can personally engage with you. A teacher, a parent, and not a celebrity who doesn't even know your family. Talk less of you yourself. So there is no personal engagement between them because that would be inspiration flow. In addition, celebrities could also be the cause of broken homes because they come from dysfunctional families. It could rub off on their decisions, on their actions, on different things, and it will make them to be bad people in life. In addition, celebrities can also have wrong decisions. I can make wrong signals because they have been failed in the past and they are now entertainment and they now bring good things to people. People can find it easy for them to fail and make mistakes thinking that they could be successful later, which this is wrong. In addition, celebrities also bring they have cage of role models in them. When you make them role models, it will bring a shackle onto them. It will make them not to be able to move, not to be able to freely express themselves and not be able to have freedom of experience. In addition, celebrities lastly also have loss of professionalism. They do not have expertise in role models. Some of these people, they don't have any professionalism and any expertise in making or being role models. Thank you.
Thank you, Musa Koya Nicholas there. Yinka, I need a extinguisher in my studio, please. I need to put out the fire. Like, I need to, like, in here. Let me remind you, Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You just heard Musa and Oluchi debate that celebrities should be role models. Musa opposed, Oluchi supported, and it was fierce. My God. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. This debate tournament is the fourth one we have done. It started in November 2021. The second edition was in March. The third one was in May. This is the fourth one. By the end of this year, we're going to bring you a tournament of champions where we bring back all the champions alongside some other people, and they will bring you a debate to remember. But for right now, these two are battling to join another three fierce debaters in the semifinals next week, Monday and Tuesday. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for their rebuttal round. During the rebuttals, they've got 3 minutes to address the points their opponents have made. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
This system also gives Ashin Line students focus.
After this dance, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upsets.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabia Chibdu.
I am Prince Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASUU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818, 091-223-74818 now for more details.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I have two great debaters battling. You can hear the battle, right? They're battling for the final spot in the semifinals next week, Monday and Tuesday. They will be joining Fabian Chibundu, Stephanie Ame, and Emmanuel Busari in the semifinals. I've got here with me our number 14 seed, 15 years old in SS3 at Fure College, Ketu. His name is Musa Okoya Nicholas. I also have here our number 6 seed. She's a 16-year-old SS3 student at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. Her name is Oluchi Akwarandu. And like I said, we've met Oluchi Akwarandu before. She was here for the maiden edition. She was knocked out by Emmanuel Busari during the quarterfinals in that edition after the match went into a tie. Now, you've heard the first round, the presentation round. It's time now for the rebuttal round. And for the rebuttal round, we're going to start with the motion opposer. Musa, your final 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, moderator, for this opportunity to turn some of my opponent's points from stones into spears. Now, I want to start by saying this. There is nobody that is a better role model than your parents. And I want to now repeat the points that my opponent made. Firstly, she said neither the requirement to be called role models. There is no requirement in celebrity to be called role models because they showcase the wrong things. They show a lot of hardship. They show a lot of distractions. They show a lot of things. They show a lot of prostitution, cyber crimes. In addition, she said career accomplishments. Those careers can even be ruined. It's not even about having a job. It's about keeping the job. So celebrities, even though they make you to have the job, they can allow you to lose the job because of the bad things they instill in you. Thirdly, said impact to society. They can be a bad impact because they continue to express bad things. They continue to inculcate some bad behaviors, and it is not good, especially for our children. In addition, she said they act as inspiration and motivation to others. They ruin that inspiration because if you want to be inspired, it is you yourself that will provide that inspiration, and you should not look up to celebrities. She also mentioned that the number 5th point is needed requirement to be called role models, which is the same point as the number 1. I have told you that they showcase wrong things, they showcase wrong vices in our society. I also mentioned experience. There is no more, the celebrities have no more experience than your teachers and parents. Celebrities, yes, they may be on the platform to showcase their talent, but there is no more experience. There is nobody that can personally engage with you than your parents and teachers. You know, so she said, handle situations and hardship well. Well, did they handle it by singing about it? Because I've heard a lot of bad songs, a lot of songs that have showcased these situations, but they have not solved them. And I said, it's a competition, it's earth unhealthy rivalry. This celebrity wants to be famous, this celebrity wants to be famous. There can be unhealthy rivalry between them. And I said, it eliminates positions through right behaviors. They promote wrong behavior by taking drugs, by smoking, and the like. So he said, they act as a good example. They are bad examples. Celebrities are bad examples, and they should not be considered as role models. And I said, they made quite risky choices work for them. People have died because of their people. There was because celebrities have continued to promote this badship and hardship, and they have continued to promote rivalry and rebellion. They promote campaign, they cause distortion, they cause distraction, because this one wants to be campaigning for this person, campaigning for this person, they can cause distraction. She said they serve as good endorsement. Well, it can cause distraction among the companies themselves, because they may serve as good endorsement, but do you know what they have done in the back or in the behind of the company? In addition, she said it serves as activity. They serve as activity. We know that this activity, they can cause protests, which can cause killings, which can cause kidnapping, massacres. Also, some points my opponents forgot to mention was influence, but they can be a bad influence. I'm trying to rebut that point. They can be a bad influence on you. Also, they said that they have unity, but they can be they can lead to disunity. Celebrities will have disunity and would bring discord among people and strife. In addition, I want to also give her a point that said bring creativity, and I will rebut it that say creativity comes from inside you. Creativity comes from the people that are personally engaged with you. Creativity comes from the people that are around you, going in a quiet place, and not from the celebrities. And in addition to that, she also mentioned some things like Andrew's situation and hardship. Well, yes, I've mentioned that they continue to sing about it, and this is wrong. Celebrities should not be our role models. Celebrities should never be our role models, because we have good role models. Without the father, you cannot go. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Musa Nicholas. Oh my God. Musa, they spit. Oh. Musa say, turn your stones into... How do you put that?
Say, turn your stones into spears.
Okay. Let's come to Oluchi Akwarandu, also formidable. Oluchi, your 3 minutes, hopefully for the last time, start now.
Thank you, moderator, for this opportunity. Still standing on the existing protocol that celebrities should not be role model. The greatest deceiver is one who deceives people he can do it, but comes back and realizes that he cannot do it. And so we need role models in order to emulate and to grow. Now, you said being celebrities, putting celebrities as role model is like saying a Toyota car can fly. Well, we are getting to that stage, because now we see cars that can drive each other. We see cars that can move without even somebody moving the wheel. So we are getting to that stage where cars will fly. Now, to make some refutals on my opponent's point. Firstly, he said limit growth. Well, they promote growth rather than limiting growth, because you need a father to go further. And celebrities serve as that shoulder you can lean on. They serve as that back you can hop on. They serve as people who will take you up, who will maintain that stability for you. And celebrities are good people. They promote growth rather than destabilize growth. Furthermore, you said cultural respect. They lack cultural respect. Well, I would like to bring your notice to the fact that they promote our culture. They promote our culture through so many things. You want examples? I'll give you examples. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the Director General of World Trade Organization. Do you see her attire? Yes, she wears Ankara all the time because she promotes Nigeria. She promotes the culture. Do you know fella Anikulak Bakuti? Yes, he might not be the best person, but have you heard his music? Have you heard what he says? He promotes Nigeria. He promotes the culture. Thirdly, you said they have negative impactions. Their imperfections do not discredit all the good things they have done. And before you judge, you walk a mile in their shoes to see how it feels. Their imperfections do not stop them from being great. They have been successful. They've come before us. They've seen the hurdles of life. They've seen how it looks like. They know how it was. They know where not to put legs, and they know where to put legs. So they help us to move stronger. Furthermore, you said they mislead girls. Well, let me shock you that they don't. They help you. They show you. They show you the ability. They show you how to do it and when to do it and not to make mistakes. They show you, they lift you up in order to be great. They lift you up in order to be successful. They've seen these hurdles. They've known the way it is. They are successful, and then they want us to be successful. Our goal is to be successful like them or even better. Furthermore, you said we are obsessed, and then that leads to destruction. Yes, we are obsessed. We are, because we are obsessed because they made it. We are obsessed because they watched through to art tunnels, but that made them strong. We are obsessed because we want to be like them. We are obsessed because they have shown us a path and we want to follow. We are obsessed because they reach that height. They never let failure disturb them, and it should not disturb us. They are obsessed because they are successful and we want to be successful like them. Furthermore, you said they don't care. How do they not care? They have fans. They have followers. They care. So as long as you are a public figure and people listen to you, when you talk, people listen. You're an influence to the society. Then you are a role model, voluntarily or involuntarily, whether you like it or not. So far, they can impact in the society. So far, when they talk, people listen. They are role models, like it or not. Furthermore, you said they encourage. Thank you.
Oluchia Kwarandu there. Oh, my God, we have really formidable debaters in the studio today. I think the young man who said that Thursdays are for legends knew what he was talking about, because listen to what is happening in the Nigeria Info Studio. Oh, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a tie or if we are going straight to results, and if we have the final person joining our last three, our final three, next week for the semifinals and the final. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad. Welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives marginalized students focus.
After this dance, most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the elite eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at eight.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? Quarterfinals week in the Abeg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabian Chibdu. I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajikede Brajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obwizzy.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I don't know if it was just me, but I felt like I was listening to a final. I felt that same way yesterday, and I feel the same way today. Now, I can tell you that there is no tie. We have a winner. We know who will be joining Fabian Chibundu, Stephanie Ame, and Emmanuel Busari next week for the semifinals. If you just tuned in, you missed the debate between Oluchia Kwarandu, our number 6 seed, and Okoya Musa Nicholas, our number 14 seed. Nicholas is 15 years old in SS3 at Fure College, that's in Ketu. And Akwarandu is 16 years old in SS3 at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. We've met Akwarandu before. She was stopped at the quarterfinals by Emmanuel Busari, who has now gone on to the semifinals yet again. Today she's back hoping to steal that final spot at the semifinals next week. Let's take a look at the results that the judges have sent in. In the presentation round, Oluchi scored 43. Musa Okoya scored 64. For presentation style, Oluchi and Musa tie at 20. In the rebuttal round, Oluchi scored 44. Musa scored 38. For rebuttal style, Oluchi scored 17. Musa scored 20. Thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate. However, the debater moving on to the semifinals next week with 142 to 124 points. Musa Okoya, congratulations and well done.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oluchi, well done. Congratulations to you as well. You did so good. And remember that out of over 250 applicants, you were in the top 5%. Lagos is rooting for you. We hope we see you again. And Buka Hot is downstairs waiting to provide you with hot meals. Nicholas, we're going to send you your topic almost as soon as you leave the studio. Congratulations again. We'll see you next week, Tuesday. You'll be going up against Emmanuel Busari. Well done. Goodbye and thank you.